This is SDPB News. I'm Susan Hansen. April saw a roller coaster of different weather conditions. The month ended with a lengthy period of clouds and cold, and for eastern South Dakota, even some snow. SDPB's Levi Gutz takes a look at what the weather might hold for May.
Officials with the National Weather Service say April was a very wet month. Lots of the state saw high precipitation levels early. This helped make up for the dry fall. Levels are measured at or slightly above average for April. This has helped parts of western South Dakota recover from drought conditions. Some areas are still dry, but soil moisture is slowly returning. Temperatures are also looking above average despite some colder days. Melissa Smith is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. She says May should be a return to normal, especially in the west.
The one thing about May is typically one of our wetter months here in western South Dakota, and it looks like that this upcoming May should be no different. So we would look for, kind of some afternoon chances. We also need to watch out for that severe weather that typically comes in May as well. But typically in May, we usually see about 3 inches of precipitation on the South Dakota plains, with a little bit more up in the northern hills.
Smith says there is a good chance of storm systems moving through the state in the first week of May. She says warmer temperatures should follow. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Levi Gutz.
According to the U.S. National Weather Service Sioux Falls office, their Facebook page states that this is the first time on record that Sioux Falls has had measurable snow on April 30th. There were some power outages in the Sioux Falls area. We'll have an update for you on that at noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain. There is a winter weather advisory for the Far East through noon, so we've got about an hour left on that advisory. Results from a monthly survey of business supply managers suggest a slight improvement in the economic conditions in 9 Midwest and Plains states. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index report, released today, says the overall economic index for the region rose to 61.4 in April from 60.1 in March. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the figures suggest strong growth for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing through the third quarter of this year. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that suggests decline. The survey covers the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And both Dakotas and tribes in the two states are getting federal grant money for historic preservation work. The grants are through the Interior Department and National Park Service. They're aimed at efforts to help preserve historic places, cultures, and traditions. The state of North Dakota is getting about $437,000 and South Dakota nearly $443,000. 11 tribes in the two states are also getting money, ranging from $27,000 for the Crow Creek Sioux to more than $46,000 for the Cheyenne River Sioux. Both are in South Dakota. Other tribes here getting funds are the Flandreau Santee, Oglala, Yankton, and Rosebud Sioux tribes, and the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. In North Dakota, the Spirit Lake and Standing Rock Sioux are getting grants, along with the 3 affiliated tribes and Turtle Mountain Chippewa. In your forecast, again, a winter weather advisory for the Far East for not quite another hour. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy tonight. In the west and central today, windy with a chance of rain and isolated afternoon thunderstorms. In the east, breezy with snow mainly this morning. Highs for across the state, mostly mid-50s to lower 60s, except in the Far East, a little cooler, mid-40s to lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy. In the central this evening, a chance of light rain, lows 30 to 40 degrees.